All right, everyone. Welcome back to Mathy AI with Mike. Hope you guys are doing awesome. We've got some pretty interesting stuff to unpack today. Feels like a real deep dive into some machine learning research. I'm stoked to get into it.
Hey, Mike. Yeah, this looks like a fascinating batch of updates. I'm especially intrigued by that article on random teachers. Sounds like it challenges some fundamental assumptions.
Totally. So first things first, it looks like we've got this article called Random Teachers Are Good Teachers. I mean, right off the bat, that sounds kind of counterintuitive, right? Like, how can a random teacher actually teach anything? Seems wild.
Exactly. That's what grabbed my attention too. The article basically says that a student model can learn effectively from a teacher network even if that teacher's weights are completely random and untrained. Apparently, it boils down to something called implicit regularization. It's not about the teacher having knowledge, but more about the learning process itself.
Whoa, okay, hold up. Implicit regularization. So it's like the student is learning something from the process of being taught, regardless of whether the teacher actually knows anything. So it's about how they learn, not what they're being taught? That's kind of mind-blowing.
Precisely. And the paper gets pretty specific. They tested it with and without labeled data, and even removed data augmentation techniques to isolate the effect. They wanted to eliminate any confounding factors that usually contribute to successful knowledge distillation and self-supervised learning.
Okay, so they're stripping away all the usual suspects to see what's really driving the learning. What did they find when they took away data augmentation and labels?
Well, that's where it gets really interesting. The student network consistently outperformed its random teacher in linear probing accuracy across multiple datasets and architectures. The data is apparently more important than the teacher.
You're kidding! So even with a totally clueless teacher, the student still manages to pick up something valuable from the data itself? Damn. Is this applicable to only certain types of data?
The paper tested it on datasets like CIFR 100, STL-10, and Tiny ImageNet, and with different architectures like ResNet and VGG. So it seems fairly generalizable, at least within the realm of image recognition.
Okay, but there's gotta be some catch, right? What else did they discover?
They also found something called the locality phenomenon. Basically, the closer the student's initial weights are to the teacher's, the better the learning. It's like the student needs to start in the teacher's neighborhood to find the right path.
Ah, so it's not totally random. There's still some importance to the starting point. So if the student is already kind of close to something that works, then it's easier to fine-tune it, even with a random teacher.
Exactly. The author suggests this indicates an interesting geometry of the loss surface. The teacher's parameterization is a trivial local minimum, but the optimization process doesn't stay there. The student finds a nearby, non-trivial local minimum that corresponds to better generalization.
Okay, so the student's finding a better spot in the landscape of possible solutions. It's escaping the easy answer and finding something more robust. This is some deep stuff.
It gets even deeper. They found that the student network, trained without labels, develops structured representations that were previously thought to only appear during the early stages of supervised training.
What? So it's learning structure without being told what to look for? How is that even possible?
That's the million-dollar question. The author suggests it's related to the lottery ticket hypothesis. The student network seems to contain a small subnetwork, a winning ticket, that can be retrained to achieve high accuracy. This winning ticket emerges even with a random teacher.
Okay, so the student's kind of sifting through the randomness and finding a hidden gem inside itself. It's like it's developing its own internal compass to navigate the data.
That's a great analogy, Mike. And they also found that these early student checkpoints, when used as initialization for multiple supervised training runs, lead to solutions that are linearly connected. This means you can interpolate between these solutions without a high loss, suggesting the student has already converged to a wide and flat basin in the loss surface.
So it's skipping the initial chaotic phase of supervised optimization and landing directly in a stable zone. This is seriously challenging our understanding of how neural networks learn. The idea that a random teacher can guide a student towards useful representations is pretty wild.
Absolutely. The paper argues that the success of teacher-student frameworks isn't solely about transferring dark knowledge from a trained teacher. The implicit regularization created by the learning dynamics is a powerful engine for learning robust representations on its own. It forces a re-evaluation of the underlying mechanisms behind self-distillation and self-supervised learning.
Wow. This whole random teachers are good teachers thing is seriously messing with my head in the best way possible. So it's not just about having the smartest teacher. It's about the student's ability to learn and find structure in the data, even with a seemingly useless guide. Crazy.
Exactly. It's a reminder that the learning process itself is just as important, if not more so, than the specific knowledge being transferred.
Well, this has been an awesome deep dive. Thanks for breaking this down for me. I'm going to need to read that paper a few more times to really wrap my head around it, but man, what a cool thought experiment.
My pleasure, Mike. It's definitely a paper worth pondering. Glad I could help.
All right, folks. That's all the time we have for today. Huge thanks to Experts Name for dropping some serious knowledge bombs. Catch you all next time on Matthew AI with Mike. Peace.